Blog Talk Radio.
From the Blog Talk Radio studios in Union City, New Jersey, this is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for tuning in this, the 11th of October, the year 2016. Again, I'm truly appreciative for everyone tuning in tonight on blogtalkradio.com from wherever and however you are indeed listening in. This week's edition, folks, of Dating Today is brought to you by, as always, the Mason Civic League. You can check out more information about this incredible nonprofit that I'm proud to partner with by checking out their website, www.masoncivic.org. That's MASONCIVIC.org. Now, the Mason Civic League, for those of you, again, who are not aware, was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman Beth Mason, and its mission has been to improve the quality of life for all of those in need in northern New Jersey, but more specifically within Hudson County. Now, you can check out their office Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. You can go visit them if you wish to either volunteer or donate any of your disposable income. It would be greatly appreciated. You can do that again at 1200 Washington Street in the Uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. That's right, folks, the birthplace of baseball and Sinatra. Yes, the Mile Square City. 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can call them directly at 201-706-8088. Once again, 201-706-8088. You can also reach them via email at info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to check them out on their Facebook, like their page as well. We really appreciate it. The Mason Civic League, folks, does wonderful things all year round, and we'll keep you posted about a great event that they'll be partnering with as it pertains to the Fernando Uribe Foundation, the annual toy drive, my annual holiday happy hour, which will be taking place later on in December. So make sure you keep it right here. And as I said, stay tuned for great details. Again, the Mason Civic League, folks, a great nonprofit and sponsor here on Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I also want to thank Son Cubano, folks. You can check out www.soncubanonj.com. That's SONCUBANONJ.com. Now, Son Cubano is one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants, bringing you amazing Cuban cuisine with a beautiful skyline in New York City to enjoy 7 days a week. Whether it's lunch, dinner, brunch, or any special occasion, make sure that Son Cubano is your destination. You can check out their reservation hotline. Please call them at 201-399-2020. Once again, 201-399-2020. Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey, which is right outside the Lincoln Tunnel. Easy to get to via New Jersey Transit, also the nearby light rail system, and also New York Waterways. There is a ferry stop nearby, folks. It's a great venue. And also the host venue for this year's edition of A Professor's Quest to Save Breasts coming up on Friday night, October the 21st, to benefit the American Cancer Society and Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. Again, my annual event to benefit the American Cancer Society. I'll share more info about it at the end of tonight's broadcast. Folks, I also want to send a shout-out tonight to www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. It's a wonderful media site hosted by one of my co-hosts for the upcoming breast cancer event, and, of course, also a co-host here on previous editions of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe, and that indeed is Miss Ashley Cromcake. So, folks, it's an outstanding media site. Check it out. all day, every day, cromcakes.com. I also want you to check out, please, roughrehab.org. That's spelled RUFFREHAB.org. Now, for those of you who are not aware, Rough Rehab is a local nonprofit organization. It's also a no-kill based animal rescue shelter located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. So if you're interested in finding that special pet, that someone in your life, look no further, folks. Roughrehab.org. Again, operated by Ashley Cromcakes herself. It's a great no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter. Make sure you like them on Facebook. Also, don't forget to follow them on Instagram and Twitter. So, again, great organization. Proud to have roughrehab.org, cromcakes.com here, being proud supporters of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Folks, the toll-free hotline to call in and opine about anything having to do with the show, 646-649-1926. Again, I want to hear your thoughts tonight, so please don't be shy. Call in, 646-649-1926. Again, whether you're listening on your PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet right now at this hour, whether you're studying for midterms, walking the dog, doing laundry, working out, anything, again, I'd love to hear from you tonight, 646-649-1926. You can also reach me on our show's inbox, which is professorfuj@gmail.com. Also, make sure you find me on Instagram. Follow me, again, on Instagram by just typing in my name, Fernando Uribe, or my Instagram handle, @your_favorite_Fernando. Also, look for me on Twitter, folks, @TheAmazingUribe. Folks, I can't say enough. Hopefully, everyone had a wonderful Columbus Day weekend here in the New Jersey area, even throughout the country, for all my wonderful listeners that are so supportive, whether it's, again, here in the tri-state area of New York City, whether it's all the way down in Raleigh, North Carolina, Miami, Florida, all the way out in Chicago. A couple of friends from grad school out in Chicago letting me know that they tune in every week to Dating Today with Fernando Uribe, and I'm deeply grateful to them. Of course, my boy Ty in Dallas, Texas, home of my 4-1 first place Dallas Cowboys. There, Ty, what's up, man? Good to hear that you always listen to the show and you're a proud supporter. Of course, all the way out in Bakersfield, California. My goodness, Shano, listening in there on blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday with Fernando Uribe. Again, I can't say enough how deeply appreciative I am of my entire listening audience, whether you listen live tonight here on blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday with Fernando Uribe, or you listen to the archives tomorrow, anytime, whether it's on your commute to work, at the gym, doing homework, walking your dog, maybe running errands, whatever the case may be. I'm grateful for you tuning in here to your favorite talk show host here online. Of course, the guy that gives you the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice each and every week here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, folks, here tonight I wanted to sort of share a topic I think that really resonates for a lot of people. Got friends of mine that certainly deal with breakups all the time. And one of the things that I remember with Ashley Cromcakes a couple weeks ago here on the podcast, really, really good exchange. If you missed that episode, folks, make sure you go into the archives and check it out. Really, really good broadcast with her. We had a great back and forth here talking about really, really some worthwhile topics. And I sort of wanted to sort of bounce off of that today and really get to an issue that I think affects a lot of people, especially in today's dating scene and for some time now, when it comes to dealing with a breakup. And today, you know, what I really wanted to sort of share with you, ladies and gentlemen, is sort of the things you need to ask yourself before you decide to hook up with someone new right after a breakup. And it's something that many of us maybe don't put a lot of thought into, but I think we should. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there's no better way to get over that person than by getting under a new one, right? Well, chances are that's the wrong mentality to have. And there are actually a lot more productive and healthier ways to get over an ex. And this is to be very sincere, you know, prematurely rebounding into another relationship doesn't even make my top 10 list, to be very fair. And, you know, in the immortal words of Pat Benatar, one of my favorite singers and an 80s icon and just one of the best female vocalists of all time, love is a battlefield. And sometimes many of us feel the need to declare ourselves the victor simply by being the one to move on first. You know, we want to be the one to end it first. the one to go on to another date first, and the one to ultimately get married first. Now, the problem is, though, ladies and gentlemen, that while we're bringing in gold in the speedy competition, we're dragging overall in the happiness Olympics is what I like to call it. And no matter how big a smile is plastered on someone's face, to be very fair, the true winner of a breakup is the one who finds joy and ideally a meaningful relationship independent of the other. And sometimes, listen, a lifelong bond can't be rushed or formed out of vengeance or sort of a fixation for revenge. You know, logically, we should all know this. Now, whether or not we act on this logically is another story. But again, logically, we should know this, ladies and gentlemen. But let's also be realistic. Emotionally, we're very fragile. We have the capacity to be fragile. You know, in many moments, we tend to be ruled by our egos and a desire to make an ex realize exactly what they're missing. So what ends up happening is, you know, oftentimes we make impulsive decisions that end up hurting us more than they help us. And in some scenarios, we run back to familiar but destructive partners. You know, some of us maybe start immediately downloading old dating apps and updating our accounts. I mean, that happens. I think for any of us, if we're being very serious and honest with ourselves, I think we can say that, especially in today's dating scene, that many of us have engaged in that behavior. You know, we sort of try to get back to a life as we left it, as if like nothing ever happened. But the reality is that, folks, something did happen. You know, your life was touched and changed by another person, and it didn't work out. And, you know, when you decide to try to, you know, move on with your life, I think you need to do it in a very sort of therapeutic and healthy way. And, you know, tonight, you know, I wanted to share with you, you know, again, sort of some of the things that, you know, we should keep in mind before, you know, we decide to, you know, go ahead and hook up with someone new. I think it's important to sort of, you know, step back here and sort of assess a few scenarios and sort of ask yourself a few questions. But, you know, I look at a topic like tonight and it sort of makes me think that, you know, we could all be guilty of this behavior. I know back, you know, probably a recent breakup, you know, a few years ago, I remember it was a, you know, very volatile breakup. And it was one that, you know, really, really stung me for a lot of reasons. I thought at the time, or for a good amount of time, that I was, you know, very emotionally invested in this woman. And, you know, we had a good thing going for a while, a little over a year. And, you know, it didn't work out for a variety of different reasons. And certainly the writing was on the wall leading up to the end of the summer of that year and then moving into the autumn. And I remember just, and you know, and I remember just being not in the right frame of mind. And, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, kept me very, you know, not distraught, but I was very analytical about what had happened. And I started thinking to myself, you know, let me be healthy. Let me not engage in sort of self-destructive behavior. Let me not you know, engage in, you know, sort of, you know, an excess of alcohol or going out and just, again, being self-destructive. That's one of those things I really wanted to avoid. And, you know, I remember probably a couple weeks after the breakup, and it was, you know what, it was one of those things where, you know, it was sort of rough because it happened right around shortly before the holiday season. And it was something that, you know, my friends knew that I didn't want to deal with. And I remember, you know, sort of not talking to my parents about it, not really sharing it with too many of my friends, because I think that, again, and I sort of shared this a couple of weeks ago when I had Ashley Kromkicks on and we were sort of, you know, having a healthy back and forth. When I talked to my buddies, my male friends, many of them were just like, hey, listen, let's go out. Let's forget about it. Let's, you know, let's go to AC for the night, you know, Atlantic City, for those of you that aren't from the, you know, New York, New Jersey area. You know, let's just, you know, go gamble and go, you know, party or something with the clubs, or, you know, let's go out on, you know, for happy hour, or, you know what, let's just hit a party in sort of one of those trendy areas in New York City, like the Meatpacking District or, you know, Soho, or the Lower East Side or something. And, you know, my buddies were, you know, their therapy was, hey, listen, you know, Don't feel bad about what happened. You know, things don't work out for whatever reason. Let's go out. Let's go meet girls. You know, you're not a bad looking man. And I know I wasn't. And my buddy was just like, you know, you're not going to have a problem meeting a chick tonight. You're very talkative, very sociable. And yeah, and I went out. And sure, you know, part of me was still sort of, you know, still grieving, I guess. And I think we all grieve sometimes after, you know, a very volatile breakup. And I remember that, you know, within about a couple of weeks after, actually not even, I think probably within a week of a breakup, I remember just going out and, you know, with my buddies. And, you know, I didn't really think much of it. And I went out and hooked up with a woman. And I remember bringing her home, and it was sort of, you know, awkward, I think, in the morning, because I wasn't expecting her to be there. But I felt that that was the thing to do. You know, that was going to help me get over my ex, or that was going to make me forget about her, and that was going to just keep me occupied. And, you know, looking back in retrospect, I mean, from an ego perspective, yes, you know, it sort of fulfills that, and it feeds your ego as a man, and even as a woman too, you know, that, okay, you know, I can go out and meet someone, and it's not an issue. It's not problematic for me. But the reality is that it was just sort of, you know, putting a Band-Aid over a puncture wound. And that's all it was. And, of course, you know, leading up to that, you know, it was right around the holiday season. That kind of sucked, you know, because the holidays are one of those type, you know, it's a time of year when, you know, if you're dating someone, you know, it's great to spend it with a person. And when that wasn't happening, you know, I think those around me sort of felt that, all right, well, Fernando may not be the best person to be around during the holidays. And actually, you know what? I look back and I'm really proud of the fact that I wasn't sort of, you know, a Debbie Downer, or that I wasn't grumpy, or that I wasn't, you know, moody or hostile with anybody. I was really happy about that. That's something I look back on and am really grateful, you know, that I didn't allow that to happen with sort of my mindset. And, you know, but again, going out became sort of like just like a fix in a sense. You know, I was like, all right, well, let me just go hook up with someone. And you know what? That, I think, for a little bit of time maybe helped me heal. But in the end, folks, it's not really productive. And, you know, some of the questions you want to ask yourself tonight here, you know, before you decide to hook up with someone new after a breakup, and let's be honest, the first question you need to ask yourself is like, do you need time? And if you're the dumpy, I mean, the answer is obvious. You know, the loss of a relationship, no matter how small, you know, it deserves to be properly grieved. You know, and if the breakup was unexpected or unwanted, dating someone new right away will only make you feel worse, because that person isn't your ex. You know, you have to give yourself the appropriate time to heal. You know, if you're the dumper, you may also be thinking that this answer is a no-brainer. But before you go reveling in your newfound freedom, you have to exercise moderation. And the chances are that the exploits you're craving the exploits you've been craving that were limited in your relationship for whatever reason, well, the fact is that there's nothing to make you realize a mistake like meaningless and unfulfilling sex. And not to mention, any chance of reconciliation is likely shot once you take that step. So you want to make sure you step wisely in here. And I remember that, you know, looking back at my own experience, when I knew that relationship wasn't going to, you know, we weren't going to revisit it. You know, I had other exes even years prior to that, where I knew that if we broke up, the chances of us reconnecting or talking again or sharing any kind of time was a possibility. This one, I knew it wasn't. You know, it was a volatile breakup. It was a very hostile one. It was a very angry one. And, you know, I knew firsthand that it wasn't going to, there was nothing to reconcile. And I knew that in the months ahead afterwards, you know, it just became very volatile for a variety of different reasons, either running into each other, having mutual friends, sort of the drunken texts at the end of a night, you know, whether it was me or whether it was her, all of those things were just not healthy. And I remember, you know, as the new year started, it was something that I'm like, okay, well, I'm slowly but surely healing, and sure, I have a chance to grieve, but you know what, I have to get back on that horse and be productive, whether it was engaging in my philanthropy, whether it was, you know, teaching new courses, whatever the case was, I knew that I needed to be productive, and I knew that just jumping into something right away wasn't going to be helpful to me at all. And, you know, sort of another question you want to ask yourself is, you know, are you hoping that this is going to bring you back together? And as counterintuitive as it sounds, folks, some people believe that, I mean, I don't subscribe to this thought process, but some people believe that hooking up with someone else will strengthen or salvage their past relationship. This is not the case at all. If you need another person to test your bond with your partner, then what you have is broken. And sometimes, you know, while couples may benefit from time apart, and I know this firsthand, and that can happen. That indeed can be beneficial to a couple. Not every couple, but sometimes couples can benefit from that. Any intimate relationship entered into during that time period is going to be hard to forgive and even harder to forget. And that's the reality. And I knew that during that breakup that if she ever found out what I had been doing with the amount of exploits that I had, I know she'd be annoyed. And I knew that in the encounters we would have, or sort of like the late night drunken phone calls. And, you know, one of the things that I took a lot of pride in, and I was very happy with myself and very proud of myself, was I made it a point not to pray into that trap of, like, if I went out with my buddies, had one too many, and, you know, maybe I got the urge or something reminding me about my ex, that I made sure not to call her. You know, I was really proud of that. And, you know, one of the things, and I think this was also sort of soothing to my ego too, you know, getting a few phone calls within a few months of time after the breakup from her. And I think that sort of, you know, that fed my ego, like, oh, wow, okay, you know, here you are calling me, which, you know, you said you never do, but sometimes it doesn't really happen. You know, alcohol is a really funny way of, you know, enhancing people's courage, you know, or sort of lowering their inhibitions. But the point was that, you know, many times she'd call me, and when she would ask me, like, well, have you hooked up with anybody? I mean, I had to deny it. I mean, I remember it's always been denied. And that's, I think that's probably a mindset that many men and women have. I remember when I talked to my parents about it, or I talked to my friends, they were like, listen, under no circumstances can you ever admit that while you guys were broken up, that this happened. You know, you can never admit to this. And, you know, listen, if you're looking to salvage something, I mean, hey, you have to deny it. You can't ever admit to it, because it's just not, it's going to be problematic for you. And it was, and I never really owned up to it. I mean, I know eventually she found out because of just mutual friends and just stuff happening, but the reality was that, you know, I never made it a point to ever share that, or to ever, you know, go into it like, well, okay, I'm going to hook up with someone because, you know, this is going to salvage something and maybe help me reconnect with my ex. No, that doesn't work that way, folks. Like, please don't do that. Don't engage in that behavior. It's not productive. You know, another question you want to ask yourself is, you know, are you happy on your own? Like, do you want to find someone new because your life is awesome and you want to share it with someone else? Or are you just hoping that someone new is going to fill that hole your ex left in your life and provide companionship during, you know, those lonely days and nights? And to be fair, if it's the latter, you know, ask yourself whether you miss unique things about your ex, or just the idea of a relationship and just the feel of a warm body. You know, sort of, I think it's important, ladies and gentlemen, to identify the source of what you're longing for, you know, because that's going to help you move past the pain. And let's be very fair. And the last one, really, I think that you should look at, folks, tonight is, you know, can you give a new person the attention that they deserve? Like, are you able to fully commit to a mature relationship right now? Like, have you really gotten over your ex and figured out what you want in a partner? These are fundamental questions you have to ask yourself. You know, can you give a new suitor the interest that he or she deserves without judgment or fear of them perhaps repeating your ex's behavior? If so, then yes, you're ready to move on. But do me a favor, don't date because you feel you have to or that your biological clock is ticking. You know, when you're ready to put yourself out there again, you'll know it. You know, in the meantime, as I've said before in previous episodes, devote time to friends, to family, to charities that will gladly accept all the love you have to share. You know, and you know what? They're going to give it back to you tenfold in return. Trust me. And one of the things about that recent breakup a few years ago, I learned to make sure that I, not reconnected, but I made sure to reach out to friends of mine that maybe I lost contact with, or maybe, you know what, I had not spoken to in a while. You know, I made sure to sort of strengthen those friendships. I made sure to, you know, still be in touch with my family and my parents. I mean, it's something I never really had lost touch with because I'm very close with my parents. I'm very close with my immediate family. So regardless of who I'm dating, like, that's an important component of my life. And whoever I date knows that. So luckily for me, like, I never distance myself from my family in that regard. But if you find yourself as someone who has, folks, reconnect immediately. Talk to your friends. Talk to family. You know, involve yourself in a charity. It's so fulfilling. You know, when you're able to help others, at the end of the day, it's going to make you feel good. And it's going to make you feel very, very noble. And it's going to make you feel as if you're really contributing to society. And those are really things tonight, folks, that I hope that were helpful to you. Because, again, breakups are hard. And, you know, if you have a bad breakup and you don't know what to do and you don't know what to sort of think or feel, take time. Like I said, you know, don't jump into just hooking up with someone and starting a new relationship out of the clear blue sky. Don't do that. Give yourself time to heal. Make sure that you are in the right frame of mind when it comes to pursuing somebody new. And like I said, if you're not looking for a relationship or if you're just looking to just hook up, that's fine. But give yourself time to heal. Again, speaking from firsthand experience, don't just think going up and hooking up with someone a week after a bad breakup. You know, it's a Band-Aid for a puncture wound. It's not going to fix the problem. So, you know, again, I hope that tonight's podcast was helpful, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed any part of it, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday with Fernando Uribe to listen to not only tonight, but all of my previous episodes absolutely free from any PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet. Again, I want to thank this week's sponsors, folks. I want to thank the Mason Civic League. Again, check them out at www.masoncivic.org. They're located at 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can call them directly at 201-706-8088 Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. You can also write to their inbox via info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like them on Facebook, folks. Great page to check out as well. Also, I want to thank Son Cubano, the host venue for A Professor's Quest to Save Breasts. If you're a Facebook user, kindly just do a search for A Professor's Quest to Save Breast 2016. It's a great event, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on Friday night, October the 21st, at Son Cubano, which is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place in West New York, New Jersey, right outside the Lincoln Tunnel. Again, easily accessible via mass transit, New Jersey Transit as well. Light rail is nearby, and also New York Waterways has ferry stops within walking distance. Again, from 8 p.m. until 2 a.m., Friday night, October the 21st, no cover. Plenty of free parking, folks, excellent drink specials, wonderful networking opportunities, awesome prizes being raffled off. My evening's main event is, of course, my annual date auction. We're also going to have live music and a DJ all night long. So, again, folks, check it out on your Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, A Professor's Quest to Save Breasts 2016. All proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society, and it'll take place at Son Cubano. Folks, again, I also want to, and don't forget, to check out Son Cubano on Facebook. Make sure you like their page and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I also want to give a big shout out to www.cromcakes.com. Again, Crom, as in K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. Great media site hosted by Ashley Cromcakes. Also check out www.roughrehab.org. It's a great local nonprofit, no-kill animal rescue shelter in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. Make sure you like them on Facebook and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I want to thank again Cromkicks.com, RoughRehab.org, Son Cubano, and the Mason Civic League for bringing you the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. You can listen always on a PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet. It's Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Good night. Dallas, Texas, again, the home of my 4-1 and first place Dallas Cowboys. And as always, stay classy, everyone.